Hello, everyone. I'm James Hilliard. Thank you for joining us for the special Connection Point series. We're looking at how Hewlett-Packard is helping higher education schools meet the challenges that face 21st century education, something that the company has really been doing for 75 years. And as you may know, recently Hewlett-Packard split the company in order to provide higher education customers even more value-targeted solutions. We will be discussing the four transformation areas that Hewlett-Packard Enterprise has announced: enable, transform, empower, and protect. These four areas are the key building blocks that Hewlett-Packard Enterprise has developed to support a wide range of information technology products and solutions that can really help bring higher education organizations greater value and economic returns from their data centers to their campuses. During this four-part podcast series, we are pleased to have Dan Rang on board. He is HPE's National Manager for Education and Government, supporting GovConnection. Also here, Lisa Trisciani, Vice President of GovConnection's Field Sales Organization. We're going to hear from Lisa in a little bit, but Dan, I'm turning to you. You are here to talk about HPE's four transformative areas in the data center, and again, how those are helping schools and their students succeed. And Dan, on this episode, we are talking about the Protect pillar. What does that really mean to HPE?
James, when Hewlett-Packard Enterprise discusses protection, we're talking about higher education protecting their digital enterprise. In higher education, organizations need to take a very proactive approach in managing their risk and securely delivering integrated solutions with a diverse audience that they have.
I'm actually going to deliver the trend here that's going on. Threats are out there and they're growing. Now you give us a little deeper dive, some trends you see, but we know that's the major trend out there. Threats aren't going away.
Oh, absolutely. And they're increasing, right? I mean, everybody and the public, the good news is the public awareness is also increasing, right? But IT still needs to take a leadership position in it. 35% of all security breaches take place in higher education. I didn't realize that number was that high. And security is job one, meaning that there's still a lot of work to do. 84% of higher education information technology professionals say information security is a top priority, but only 66% feel they have an effective solution in place. So it's a problem.
What do you see as maybe the top two pain points that most higher ed universities are dealing with?
Well, I think there's a couple. One of them is internal risk due to student staff access to large pipes of data with little supervision. There's a lot of data that is incorporated in these universities that are attracted in these universities. The students are out there gathering a lot of information. There's just a lot of holes for the hackers to look at and try to penetrate. And another big concern is that there's a single security breach can be disastrous to both the institution and the CIO's career or information technology professional's career. Every time there's a breach, it almost always gets in the newspaper. And it's just not good. It's just a bad thing to happen for the higher education institution.
So what are colleges and universities looking for when they go out to a partner like HPE and say, we need help protecting our data?
I think they're looking for three things a lot of times. They're looking for simplicity. I mean, they have very complex networks, but they're looking for a way to simplify this security risk mitigation. They're looking for end-to-end solutions. They want to look for a vendor that can provide them, or a vendor like Hewlett-Packard Enterprise that can provide them an end-to-end solution that can manage and integrate a bunch of pieces to make it seamless to them. And they're looking for performance. You can shut down your network and get it pretty tight, but then you have no performance, no bandwidth, no accessibility that is critical to the institutions.
When you have your conversation with higher ed groups out there, what are you leading with in terms of what HPE can bring to them to help deal with protecting the data?
A lot of times we talk about the solutions and the software integration that our professionals can provide for them. We have very experienced higher education consulting teams. Most of those teams have 5 to 10 years of experience. Many have been security officers or like CISOs, CISOs, chief information security officers in universities. So we have a very, very good team of professionals that can help lead and manage our customers to a solution. In addition, we have the best in class of security products, managed services. We can add capacity, and we can also manage the risk associated with this for our customers.
Good stuff here of what you've talked about. We understand, obviously, products and services available from HPE. Now, HPE and GovC, as I turn to Lisa, are partners. Purchasing within the government space and in the higher ed space is different than your traditional enterprise purchases, Lisa. So what's available there? How is that different? How do you focus on making the securing of these technologies really easy for customers?
Honestly, the key ingredient are contract vehicles. So you've got these amazing solutions, you've got these services, and IT does an amazing job putting together what they need. And then from a procurement standpoint, we've done a lot of work with catalog contracts where we can hit higher education, K-12, and state and local government. The whole entire HP portfolio is fulfilled under these contracts, whether it's a customized CTO and we put together something specific to our customers, whether it's a statement of work, a SKU'd service, we do have the contract where they can procure off of. Some of the contracts that we have are ENI, National IP and TCPN, NCPA, TIPTAP, NASBO, and we have so many more on a state-specific standard. So we're really fortunate that we do have these contract vehicles all over the country.
All right, so the partnership brings that ease of getting this technology. What about implementing it? The team involved, are these seasoned vets, these experts that are coming out? What can you briefly share about that team and who's on board?
We work hand in hand. So we've got business development managers that are out and about working from a strategic perspective with our customers, asking the right questions and figuring out, where they want to go 3 and 5 years and what are their aches and pains. The expectations of these students are beyond what we ever imagined. We've got to bring it all together from a security perspective, for storage. How are we going to integrate all of these different components? How do we keep it under control? And so we're very fortunate that we've got these solutions architects that are dedicated and certified under the HP portfolio where we can sit down and we can talk to our customers about what they need. We're fortunate in the fact it's not one size fits all in public sector. We make sure that it fits that environment and we work with the right folks.
All right, Lisa. Hey, good stuff there. I appreciate your time. Again, Dan, I thank you for being on board with us. Folks, if you do want to learn more about the products and the services that can really help ensure your school achieves meaningful outcomes with HPE's 4 transformative areas for the data center, then turn to GovConnection, a PC connection company. You can do a couple of things. One, the URL that you see on the screen, you can utilize that. Lots of information that you can find online. I also encourage you to reach out to your account manager today to learn more. They'll get you pointed in the right direction. If you don't have a team in place and you'd like to give us a call to talk to someone, 1-800-800-0019 is the phone number. You can also email us connect@pcconnection.com. With that, we'll wrap things up. Again, my name is James Hilliard. Thank you for joining us here on Connection Point.